Good evening, it is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective, Christina Laurie, Jesse Bell, Henry Walker, Ellie MacArthur, Dinah Jansen, Aaron McCulley, and Zane Mungle. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. Starting off, the City of Kingston has three important projects underway to provide a coordinated framework to support growth and build a complete, sustainable, and well-connected city. These projects are the new official plan, the new integrated mobility plan, and the water and wastewater master plans. The City of Kingston is inviting residents to take part in upcoming opportunities to learn and share feedback on these projects. First off, on Monday, October 20th, we have the Rural Open House, which will be held to present information, answer questions, and collect feedback on rural-focused topics contained within the first draft of the new official plan, such as agriculture, rural businesses, rural housing, and hamlets. The Rural Open House will be held at Sunnyside Hall, Cataraqui Community Center, at 1030 Sunnyside Road. Once again, this will be Monday, October 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. On Wednesday, October 22nd from 6 to 8 p.m., we'll have an open house and public information center to present information, answer questions, and collect feedback on the new official plan and the new water and wastewater master plans. This session will include updates on the integrated mobility plan as well, ahead of a dedicated public information center in November. The open house will be held at Ambassador Ballroom, Doubletree, 1550 Princess Street. On Thursday, October 23rd, there will be a community meeting held at Planning Committee, dedicated to sharing details, answering questions, and gathering feedback on the first draft of the new official plan. This will be held once again on October 23rd at 6 p.m. This will be a hybrid meeting with the following in-person and virtual options: in-person in City Council Chambers at City Hall, 216 Ontario Street, and online. To register to attend virtually, you can email Christine O'Connor, the committee clerk, at cloconnor@cityofkingston.ca. Additional information about the new official plan project, including a copy of the first draft policies and mapping, can be viewed online at cityofkingston.ca/YG220K. More information on all of these events is available at cityofkingston.ca. In another message directly from the City of Kingston, recharge your battery safely, knowledge during Fire Prevention Week. Kingston Fire and Rescue is challenging you to charge into fire safety and refresh your knowledge of battery safety during National Fire Prevention Week, October 5th to 11th. This year's theme of Charge into Fire Safety, lithium-ion batteries in your home, works to educate about how to buy, charge, and recycle safely when it comes to lithium-ion batteries. Lithium-ion batteries are found in rechargeable products such as portable electronics, mobile phones, toys, tools, e-bikes, and mobility devices. They are generally considered safe, but should be used, stored, and disposed of properly to avoid fire and injury. Ted Pasadowski, Chief Fire Prevention Officer at Kingston Fire and Rescue, states, quote, "As our homes become more connected with devices powered by lithium-ion batteries, our vigilance must increase. I urge every resident to take 5 minutes this week to check your charging habits. Never leave devices charging unattended overnight or on soft surfaces, and learn how to recycle damaged batteries responsibly. Fire safety is an active choice, not a passive hope. Let's learn together to turn a modern convenience into a safe addition to our lives." KFR will be holding a series of events around Kingston to recognize Fire Prevention Week. Tomorrow on Saturday, October 4th, is an open house and pancake breakfast from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Station 3, 211 Gore Road. Wednesday, October 8th, we have the Senior Center visit at 56 Francis Street. And on Friday, October 10th, there will be a display at Cataraqui Mall at 945 Gardner's Road. In addition to scheduled events, there will be KFR visits to local schools and retailers, special public appearances from Sparky, and opportunities to learn more about becoming a volunteer firefighter in Kingston. Fire Prevention Week happens annually in October to raise awareness for fire prevention and highlight growing safety trends and concerns. For more information about Kingston Fire and Rescue or fire safety tips, you can visit the city's website. In a final message from the City of Kingston this morning, Government of Canada supports Inclusive Play Project with funding from Enabling Accessibility Fund. Families in Kingston will soon enjoy the city's first highly accessible playground, thanks to funding from the Government of Canada's Enabling Accessibility Fund, Small Projects component, with $125,000 awarded towards the Inclusive Play Project. The EAF is a federal grants and contributions program that supports community and workplace-based projects across Canada, aimed at improving accessibility, safety, and inclusion for persons with disabilities in Canadian communities and workplaces. The City of Kingston will receive $125,000 to support the development of the Jumpstart Inclusive Playground, an inclusive playground at Shannon Park. The Jumpstart Inclusive Playground will feature accessible play structures and transfer-free play equipment. It will also include rubber safety surfacing, ramps, and sensory-friendly elements, offering engaging opportunities tailored to a wide range of sensory needs. These enhancements will allow children of all abilities, along with their families and caregivers, to enjoy a safe and engaging outdoor space together. Shannon Park at 199 Wilson Street has been chosen as the site of Kingston's first inclusive playground because of its existing accessible play features and its close connection to the Rideau Heights Community Center's accessible facilities. The Inclusive Play Project is a grassroots initiative led by parents, educators, and community advocates, committed to creating accessible and inclusive outdoor play spaces in Kingston. With support from the Enabling Accessibility Fund, nearly $1.3 million has now been committed through donations from individuals, contributions from foundations, and government funding. Residents can stay up to date on this initiative at the project page on Get Involved Kingston. Once again, that was an update directly from the City of Kingston on the Jumpstart Inclusive Play Project. Next up is Henry Walker with your campus news for this week.
Hello, this is Henry Walker with CFRC's Campus Beat, bringing you Queen's Campus News. This past Monday, the 29th, a small group of four people claiming to be members of the group Unified Canada set up at the corner of Union and University outside of Queen's Dunning Hall. Their guiding statement for discussion? Gun ownership is a right. Despite three members and the group's camera being positioned on the lawn outside Dunning Hall, university property, their presence at the university had not been cleared by either the school's admin or any of the student unions, with their lead speaker, Sarah, seated at a table on the sidewalk claiming they were on public property. Although many students came to speak with Sarah, the results of these conversations remained inconclusive and at times became heated. Video footage from the tabling has yet to be released on the group's social media platforms. Regarding the group and its media channels, their descriptions on both YouTube and Instagram stand out, both closing with the line, in short, we're bigots. This past Monday, the AMS General Assembly presented several new initiatives planned for the 2025-2026 academic year. The Commission of Clubs announced the launch of what they call the Club Help Desk to provide both online and in-person support for student groups on campus. They are also redesigning the club's webpage into what they've dubbed the Club Hub to improve access to information regarding clubs. The Commission of External Affairs outlined plans to relaunch the Academic Affairs Center with programs including a laptop rental service. Also, the Housing Resource Center plans to incorporate environmental checks into regular safety inspections of student rental properties and is collaborating with the City of Kingston on rental housing temperature regulations. Additionally, two undergraduate students, Jessica Shaughnessy and Pearl Hacker, echoed concerns raised during last Friday's protest and sit-in held at the JDUC by the group Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights, SPHR, demanding the AMS disclose all current investments and divest from companies linked to the Israeli occupation of Palestine. Budget details and further developments are still in development and should be presented in the near future at upcoming General Assemblies. In other news, Queen's has recently announced plans to reopen Bader College next year in 2026 after the past multi-year closure due to major structural concerns at Hurstmonceux Castle.
The college was shut down in 2023 when engineers identified safety risks in the gatehouse and other parts of the historic building. Repairs are now set to wrap up by the end of this year. When it reopens, Bader College will offer a revamped academic model, as stated by the university, focusing on immersive international learning, research residencies, and sustainable campus practices, including a large-scale rewilding of the estate grounds.
This has been Henry Walker with CFRC's Campus Beat, bringing you local Queens campus news.
This week in YGK Sports, the Queens women's volleyball team triumphed with back-to-back wins in a weekend-long tournament at the Arc. The Gales beat University of Manitoba 3-1 and McGill 3-0 before defeating University of Guelph in a 5-set game on the final day of competition. The team's head coach, Shanice Marcel, explained that as the games were exhibition matches, the tournament was a good opportunity to test different lineups and give athletes playtime ahead of the regular season. Marcel also highlighted the composure the team brought to each game in the three-day-long competition.
Really big kudos to our team. They did a good job of managing three very different teams that we faced this weekend, managing three very difficult battles. Every match felt really close, and we stayed really calm and composed through all three of them.
For Gales outside Claire Carter, the tournament was also a chance to build trust within the team, which includes five rookies going into the regular season.
All these teams put up like really good fights against us, so we're able to kind of like feel what it's like to be under that pressure with one another. So going into this match, like we knew that Guelph was going to put up a fight, and we play them in regular season, so we couldn't really like mess around this game. So I think we're just super intentional. Even though like it ended up going to five sets, we still like pushed to the last point. So.
In other varsity news, men's lacrosse fell to Trent Excalibur on September 30th in a 5-9 game. Queens men's and women's soccer teams both faced off against the Excalibur on September 28th. Men's soccer faced a tough 3-1 loss, while the women's team secured a 1-0 win. Turning to sailing news, that's the sound of celebration at the final ceremony of Sail Canada's 2025 Senior Championship, hosted by Cork Sail Kingston. The event, which included races in the ILCA 6 and 7 classes throughout the weekend, was part of a series of 8 Sail Canada National and Regional Championships taking place this summer. Victoria Cody, hailing from British Columbia, took home gold in the ILCA 6 class, and Ryan Anderson from Nova Scotia claimed gold in ILCA 7. This was CFRC's YGK Sports Minute. See you next week.
This is your Environment Canada weather report for the Kingston region. We begin with Monday, October 6th, another unseasonably warm day to start off October, daytime high of 24, dropping down to 14 overnight. It will be sunny and beautiful all day. Tuesday, October 7th, we do have rain in the forecast, a 90% chance of precipitation, daytime high of 21, dropping down to 14 overnight. It looks like that Tuesday rain will cool things off a bit, as Wednesday, October 8th, we have a high of just 14, dropping down to 6 overnight with a 50% chance of precipitation. Thursday, October 9th. We are going to see the coolest day of the autumn thus far, with a daytime high of just 12, dropping down to a chilly 3 degrees overnight. Friday, October 10th, we are going to see a daytime high of 15 and sunny conditions. Saturday, October 11th, we're going to bump things up just a little bit to a daytime high of 17, dropping down to 8 overnight, and then rounding out the Thanksgiving weekend, Sunday, October 12th, we will see another unseasonably warm day, albeit with a high of 18 and a mix of sun and cloud. This is your City of Kingston traffic report for the week. Aberdeen Street, William 2 Johnson is closed. Albert Street, Princess to Mac is closed. Berry Street, Court to Bagot will be closed October 7th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. to accommodate a crane lift. Berry Street Queen to Colborne will be closed. Earl Street Collingwood to Toronto will be closed. Johnson Street at Victoria is closed until October 24th for sewer separation and road rehabilitation. Lincoln Drive at Bay Ridge is closed until October 10th for the construction of new active transportation infrastructure. Montreal Street at John Counter is closed October 7th to 9th from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. each night to accommodate paving operations. Ontario Street, Brock to Clarence is closed October 14th from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. to accommodate the removal of planters on Ontario Street. Sydenham Street, Princess to Queen is closed until October 24th for the Sydenham Street Community Space. Tivoli Avenue, Midland to Sierra is closed until October 17th for the installation of new services. Victoria Street, Union to Johnson will be closed for sewer separation and road rehabilitation work. Here are some other closures and delays to be aware of. Bay Ridge Drive, Milford to Henderson will see delays with the construction of new active transportation infrastructure. Cataraqui Woods Drive, Centennial to Gardner's, expect delays for the construction of a multi-use pathway. John Marks Avenue and Innovation Drive, expect delays while a contractor mobilizes to start work on John Marks Avenue, Innovation Drive, and Discovery Avenue. Lancaster Drive, Limestone to Jasper, expect delays while a contractor completes construction of new sidewalk and road improvements. Montreal Street at John Counter, expect delays for upgrades to the intersection. Trudell Road development to Danbury, expect delays while a contractor completes road and sidewalk improvements. And Victoria Street and Earl Street, expect delays while a contractor mobilizes to site to start work on the second phase of reconstruction of sewer, water main, sidewalks, and road.
What's up? I'm Ellie MacArthur, a CFRC intern from the Queen's Department of History, and it's time for a concerts and events calendar for October 6th to 12th. On Monday, the Kingston Jazz Society Jam happens at the RCHA starting at 4:30 p.m., and the Suits play at the Kingston Grand Theater starting at 7. On Tuesday, catch Tom's Tunesday Afternoon Happy Hour at the RCHA from 4 to 7 p.m., and Roots Tuesday with Tim Lawton at the Cove Inn. Looking to show your talent? Head to the open mic at Jersey Sports Bar at 7 p.m. And if you're looking for a fun concert, the Mansion hosts Calling All Captains, Violet Knight, and Listen Up Kid starting at 7:30 p.m. Paula Wood and Friends are also at Timeout Bar starting at 6 p.m. On Wednesday, open mic at the Cove Inn begins at 5 p.m., and Christopher Jackson is at the Creekside Bar from 6 p.m. onward. If you're down to catch the ferry, open mic at Hotel Wolf Island starts at 7:30 p.m., and another open mic takes place at Tir na n Og starting at 9. On Thursday, open mics continue with a country open mic at the RCHA starting at 7 p.m. And if you're looking for some Kingston local music, Jessica Wallowich is at the Coven starting at 5 p.m. Donnie Cooper plays at the Creekside Bar at 6 p.m. And Champagne Weather are at Hotel Wolf Island starting at 7. So catch this bluesy group on the island before it gets chilly. I don't know about you, but I feel like a woman. And on Friday, you can catch Shania Twink at the Broom Factory from 7:30 p.m. onward. Scott Owen is at the Creekside Bar from 6 p.m. onward on Friday, and Whiskey Smoke Country Duo is at the RCHA starting at 8 p.m. The Ripcords, Doghouse Rose, Sonic Souvenir, Slacking on Sundays play at the Mansion starting at 8 p.m., and Dr. Bombay plays at the Merchant starting at 10:30. Finally on Thursday, Purple Diamonds play Timeout Bar starting at 6 p.m. On Saturday, catch the Complete Unknowns at the RCHA starting at 8 p.m. and Nolan Hubbard at the Cove Inn starting at 5 p.m. Zach and Jimmy play at the Embassy Live Music Cafe starting at 7 p.m. and Selena Martin wows at the Hotel Wolf Island from 8:30 p.m. onward. Looking for a midday family event? Well, you're in luck. The Kate Wyatt Trio plays the Kingston Frontenac Public Library Central Branch starting at 3 p.m. Monac, Echoes, The New Hires, and Better Luck play at the Mansion starting at 8 p.m. The Rearrangers play Overtime Sports Bar starting at 8. And catch the Piano Men, Billy Joel and Elton John tribute playing at the Spire, starting at 7:30 p.m. Finally on Saturday, catch the Killdeers at Tiernan Og at 9 p.m. and Chris Ronald and Nathan Smith at Timeout Bar starting at 7:30. On Sunday, the Arrogant Worms play the Broom Factory at 2 p.m. Sarah James Scouten and Talon Hard Frost are at Hotel. Are you into film music and soundtracks? Well, you're in luck. The music of Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, and Rings of Power is in concert at the Kingston Grand Theater at 4 p.m. on Sunday. And following is the music of Hans Zimmer and others, a celebration of film music at the Kingston Grand starting at 8 p.m. DJ Postal plays The Merchant at 10 p.m., Neil Carter at Timeout Bar at 3 p.m., and finally, Open Mic begins at Timeout Bar at 7 p.m. Have an event you'd like to add to our online and on-air event calendar? Reach out today via cfrc.ca or at cfrcmusic on Instagram using the link tree in our bio. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Ellie. This is Christina Lori coming back at you with your events calendar for this week. Tomorrow on Tuesday, October 7th, the Kingston Public Market will be running in Springer Market Square from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Indigenous drumming takes place at Trellis HIV and Community Care at 1 p.m. and is open to all. Also on Tuesday, the Art of Listening Non-Indigenous Circle at Hotel Wolf Island begins at 1:30 p.m. Following is the Art of Visiting panel discussion at 4 p.m. Then at 7:15, Unsettling the Game, Non-Indigenous Circle begins. And to wrap up the day, catch Dear Star Trek, a love letter with a side of beef live storytelling event at 9 p.m. Once again, that is all at the Hotel Wolf Island. On Wednesday, the Art of Visiting continues in conversation with Chris Brown at Hotel Wolf Island beginning at 7 p.m. Karaoke at Jersey Sports Bar starts at 7 p.m. and karaoke at the Mansion and Timeout Bar starts at 9 p.m. Drag Bingo at Daft Brewing is a must, starting at 7 p.m. And even more karaoke at Tiernan Og, also starting at 9 p.m. On Friday, Ontario Festival of Small Halls presents All Ages Irish Mithin at Newborough Community Hall at 7:30 p.m. And Walks of Life Open Mic takes place at Next Church at 7:30 p.m. Kick off the long weekend on Saturday at the Market of Wolf Island Commons, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. The Ontario Festival of Small Halls presents Mia Kelly at Morton Community Hall at 7:30 p.m. Also on Saturday, both Family Halloween Silent Disco and Teen Halloween Dance Silent Disco takes place at the Quality Inn. The family event starts at 1 p.m., teens at 7. Later in the evening on Saturday, karaoke at Timeout Bar starts at 9 p.m. On Sunday, it's time to get thankful with Thanksgiving dinner and music by Eric and Megan at the Cove Inn at 5 p.m. If you have an event you'd like to add to our online and on-air event calendar, reach out today via cfrc.ca or at cfrcmusic on Instagram using the link tree in our bio. Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.